Yes, well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration that is God's Word given to you each day or any day that you choose, that you might be able to be blessed and encouraged by the Word of God. And today I want to bring to you a portion from God's Word out of the book of Luke. And I'd like to read, I'm just going to read you a whole chapter here. It's not terribly long, but it has a very important message here concerning things that we have been discussing lately here about promises of God and how God keeps His Word. And we can be confident and have great assurance knowing that God, when He says something, He does it. And He keeps His Word. And I'm hoping that this is inspiring you and encouraging you to look for yourself some of the promises that God has given to us. We have them right here in His Word. And I trust that you will be seeing these and finding these as you read. And as I said before, it may not have the word promise with it, but if God says it, you can count on it. And it's as good as done. And so, with that, I'm going to begin reading here. Now, I'll give you a little bit of catch-up to where we would be if we were reading through the book of Luke. We would have seen that Jesus had been crucified, and now it is 3 days later, and we all know that that's the day He was resurrected. And let me just read this little story to you, and we'll see if we can pick out some things here that would be evidence of what I'm telling you already, that God does exactly what He says He will do. Chapter 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices with which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how He spake unto you when He was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered His words. Oh yes, He did say that. He told us about this. That's what we remember now. He did say something about this. It came back to them. Verse 9, And returned from the sepulchre, and they told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. They didn't even believe these women. They were thinking they're just beside themselves. Verse 12, Then arose Peter. He ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at what which was come to pass, at that which was come to pass. Verse 13, And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. It wasn't very far away, a short little distance there. These men are walking, going to Emmaus. Verse 14, And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said unto Him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, what things? Now, this is interesting to me. Jesus is letting him recount this story to him. Jesus could have said, oh, yes, I've heard of all these things. I know exactly what you're talking about. It was a big talk in Jerusalem. People were talking about this. Here was this man that claimed to be Messiah. He claimed to be the Savior of Israel, and now he's dead. I can guarantee you there was some talk going on. People were buzzing around talking about this thing, that some with great doubt and some with probably ridicule and mocking. It was talked about. But Jesus said, what things? He wanted this fellow to, he wanted this disciple to recount back to him and to think it through and to speak it to him. He says, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And I think at this point, it was not making sense to them. They were discouraged that it's already been 3 days and nothing. He's gone. Verse 22, yea, and certain women of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with them went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but they saw him not. And he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Here Jesus is saying, don't you understand? The prophets told you about this. It's written down. It's, the scriptures are full of this prophecy. It had to take place. Don't you know? And you are slow to believe all the things that the prophets have spoken. It came true. Jesus is encouraging them that this has all been foretold. It must have happened. It had to. Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, I know that anybody would be thrilled to be able to hear this message that Jesus was giving to these people. Here it was, straight from Jesus, and he was talking about all the scriptures that were fulfilled. That would have been quite a lesson. Okay, so Jesus is still walking with them, and he's giving instruction to them from the word, from the scriptures, from the law of Moses. And in verse 20, it said, and they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and he blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Now, I try to put yourself in their place. Amazing. Jesus just revealed himself to them as risen, alive, and he sits down to break bread with them, and then he vanished out of their sight. And they listened to the response, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they arose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things that were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. So, verse 36, and he says, and it goes on to say, And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, it is I myself. Handle me, and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see I have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. He was showing them living proof. Yes, I am alive. Eating some food, he showed them his wounds. Verse 44, and he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, and that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. You see the promises? You see how Jesus was opening their eyes to the Scriptures that the Scriptures cannot be broken. The prophecies were there, they came true, and now he was fulfilling those prophecies. And he's opening their eyes to see that. And he says, Now, I want you to wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise. Remember, Jesus said, it's good for you that I go, because if I go, I'll send the Helper. I'll send the Holy Spirit. But if I don't go, I won't be able to send him here. And this was a promise, and later on we can read in the book of Acts that indeed the promise came at Jerusalem. And I think you know the story, but if not, you can read Acts chapter 2 and find out that this promise that Jesus is talking about was fulfilled not many days later. And so we see here that God is faithful. He's got it written down. It's going to happen. God is the one that spoke it, and he will bring it to pass. All these things were told beforehand, that the Messiah, the Christ, would have to suffer and die, but that he'd be raised again, and he would not be allowed to see corruption. His body would not be decayed and see corruption. But God raised him up on the third day. And then he opened the eyes of the understanding. Let's pray for ourselves, that God will open our eyes of our understanding. We'll be able to see the things written in Scripture that we can count on and that we can live our lives according to, and be blessed as we are salt and light in this dark world. May God bless you as you consider these things.